Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm your host, Aaron Guzman. For campus news this week, the college is hiring global consulting firm Alex Partners to help restructure and address the college's financial gap. The firm was announced during a Faculty Senate meeting on Friday, April 12th. Faculty Senate President Madarima Chakraborty, an associate professor in the English and Creative Writing Department, said senators asked how much the college was paying the firm, but were told the info could not be released until the contract was signed. Faculty shared concerns about the college making the decision of hiring outside partners that don't have a specialty in higher education. Some of the industries that the firm highlights are aerospace, defense, commercial real estate, healthcare, and telecommunications. In Dr. Kim's draft advisory report to the Board of Trustees, it was found that the college had met the criteria for adverse circumstances, which allows it to close programs, majors, and lay off full-time faculty members with tenure appointments. Dr. Kim initially set the timeline for March 2025 for a final list of impacted programs. He has since said that hiring the consulting firm would allow those programs to be identified by June of 2024. In other news this week, the course schedule for fall of 2024 was released on Monday, ahead of registration next week with 304 fewer sections being offered. Registration begins on Monday, April 22nd. Registration was originally supposed to begin April 1st but was moved back so that the schedule could be changed to accommodate for low enrollment targets. The 304 sections that were cut mainly represent 5 fewer class sections per program for the fall and spring semesters of next year. Students shared concerns that as they are getting closer to graduation, they fear that any required classes they may need next year will be full by the time their registration date opens. Dr. Kim's draft advisory report outlines the possibility of reducing core liberal arts and science requirements from 42 credits to 30 to combat the college's financial deficit. Academic advisors are also available to the students who have any questions or concerns related to registration. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.